Hey, I think my dad is really going to enjoy returning his gift this year.
Mitchell, I have some really sad news.
Yes, you seem very broken up.
Apparently, I had an uncle, Cyrus, who died and out of the blue left me a pretty handsome sum. I guess he didn't have a lot of other kin.
Okay, this is the one time I don't mind you saying kin. Now, when you say handsome, are we talking carpool dad at Lily's school, or are we in a more Clooney Pitt area?
I would say more Harry Hamlin.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. You know, and this is crazy because I just saw that the upstairs unit went back on the market and Harry Hamlin went almost equal to down payment. I'm sorry. Look at me spending your money.
No, Mitchell, it's not my money. It's our money.
Is this a sign, Cam? I mean, we talk about it all the time. We should buy that upstairs apartment.
I don't see a reason why not.
This is so exciting.
I know.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you because there was a time when I wouldn't have even seen this check.
Oh, well, yes. You know, I used to be quite the impulse buyer, but I don't even recognize that guy anymore.
I love my new phone, Minx Teddy. I forgot, which Gabor sister am I?
You're Ava, the classy one. But listen, we need to keep the tags on it because it's going back.
Well, then yours is going back, too.
No, that's a hard thing because the sales lady said I look like Dr. Zhivago.
So is that a birthday present for you, or an extremely late midlife crisis?
I don't think extremely is necessary. It's on loan, kind of a weekend-long test drive.
Wow. I walk into a store, they make me leave my backpack behind the counter.
It's an old car salesman's trick. They're hoping I fall in love with it and never give it back.